Welcome to our Season 8 quiz show. I am Rob, and I am here with Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Charmies. Season 8.
All right, folks. It's at the end of the season. It's that time. You know what we're doing. It's time for our quiz. I decided to do something a bit different this time. Bad news is there's a shorter amount of questions. Usually, I would come up to at least 25 to 30 questions. The good news is that I've come up with 22 questions.
Oh.
One question from every episode of season 8.
No. Oh, God. I'm so nervous.
So these are questions that I myself would not know at all if they were asked of me. So if you guys happen to know any of the answers to these questions, you guys are ultimate Charm fans. Ryan, how many questions do you have?
I got about 8. If you didn't, you take them already.
Okay. So this is just for fun, you guys. Given that we just finished season 8, do we remember everything? Ryan and I are getting older by the minute. Who knows how our memories will come into play with this. But these questions are more for you guys. Have fun with this. Keep score. Of course, share how many you got right on our social media. Let everyone know the height of your Charmed trivia. Let's get started.
Okay.
Question number one from episode 1 of season 8, still charmed and kicking. Which classic monster is seen on the movie screen while Paige and Billy attack Elkin at the movies?
Was it a mummy?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, I got so nervous with that pause. Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God. For some reason, I remember you saying that about a mummy.
I did. Good memory. All right. Question number 2. This is from episode 2. Malice in Wonderland. What were the 3 quote-unquote Alice-like names used in Malice in Wonderland that went through the sewer? 3 people that were kidnapped and taken because their names sounded like Alice. What were their names?
Oh my God, was it Alan? Wow, that's a good one. Alan, Alicia, and Alice. I'm going to go with Alice. Aviva. Aviva. I know it's not that because I have no idea, everybody.
Charmin, did you happen to guess any of the 3? You were correct with Alicia. Or Alicia.
I was?
Or Alicia. Shit. It was either Alicia or Alicia, but I believe it was Alicia. The Alan, the boy, you did not get right. That was Alistair.
Never would have guessed it, but I love it.
And our 3rd, which I believe happened off screen, or maybe not, Alexis.
Alexis. Okay. That makes sense.
Nice try. All right. Episode 3, Run Piper Run. What is the name of the woman whose identity was used by Piper? Yeah, this is a tough one. You really had to remember her name with this.
Roxana something. Something like that. Oh my God. No idea. Mila.
I'll give you a hand just for funsies. The initials are MH. She might be related to Katie.
Holmes? Oh, okay. Maggie Holmes. Melinda Holmes. No idea. Wow, this is horrifying. Okay, tell me, Rob.
It is Maya Holmes.
Maya Holmes, freaking Maya. Okay.
All right, Ryan. One of your questions.
All right, let me get a good one. Holy crap! In Jung and the Restless, what was the name of the white lighter to be that saved Paige's life?
As I was doing my research, I know it began with an M. Isn't it like, yes, Malik or something? Malika.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Yay. Okay, one more.
Okay, this I didn't even remember, but when I was looking at trivia and stuff, where did Paige and Henry go on vacation for their honeymoon?
Oh, did they go to one of the Hawaiian islands? Oh, man.
No.
Pecanos, the Bahamas. Didn't they do some tropical?
Yes.
I'll just say the Bahamas. I'm probably wrong.
It is Tahiti.
I don't think I would have ever gotten that. Tahiti. Did he actually said that?
Yeah, evidently.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
Very good.
Boy, I wasn't paying attention.
Charmies, if you got that, kudos to you. Okay. Desperate House Witches.
Okay.
Dylan is trying to guess which demon the possessor demon intends to bring back. The three names he mentions are, do you remember the scene? So the possessor demon, she's having a meeting at magic school, and these demons are like, who is she trying to bring back with Wyatt? Is it this? Is it this person? Is it this? No, it's the source. But what three did he suspect it to be?
Ooh, I thought they were like three demon names of like who were there currently. Oh, okay, that makes me feel better. Was it for some reason Grimlocks? They like to bring up those Grimlocks. Zanku, maybe, and Barbas?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You got 2 out of 3.
Oh, shoot.
You want to try again?
Zanku, Barbas, maybe? Necron. No, I honestly, no idea what the third one could have been.
But you believe that Zanku and Barbas is 2 of the 3.
Now you're making me, and I'm going with Grimlocks either way. So there's my 3 either way.
Okay. You are 2 out of 3 correct. Zanku and Barbas was mentioned. The other demon they suspected the possessor demon to bring back from the dead is Tempest.
Oh, nice. That would have been a good one. Okay.
All right. The next episode, in Rewitched, the low-level demons known as Imp Masters can create imps which spawn from their bodies. But Ryan, tell me, what color were those imps in the episode?
I think I remember saying they weren't blue.
Even though I am the one asking this question, I definitely would have known the answer to this.
The imps. Oh, they were like, were they like neon reddish color? They weren't like really like anything, were they? Because I remember she was like, No, I'm going to red, glowing red.
Final answer.
Oh, my God.
That is correct.
Were they like neon looking or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Damn. Shit.
Great job.
Thank you. Holy frick. That was a surprise.
All right. We are at episode 6 of season 8. Even though the Real Manor in L.A. was built in 1903, in Kill Billy Volume 1, Paige says that the house was built in what year?
The 1800s?
I'm going to need a specific year, as she said a specific year. You know what? I'll give you multiple choice on this one.
Okay. Oh, my God. I was like, holy shit.
All right. Was it 1898?
Oh, my God.
1888. 1878. Or 1868?
What? The 98 is sticking out for me. I don't know why. 1898.
Final answer.
I'll go with 98.
1898 is correct.
No way!
Paige says the house was built in 1898. We're actually the third generation to own it, although not really headline worthy. This is when they were...
Oh, the reporters.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow, that was a great question.
Thank you. All right, let's do another one of yours.
Okay. How much did Henry win on the lottery? And this is when the leprechauns helped him have good luck.
I want to say it was 10 grand. I don't have any other number popping in my head right now. I'm going with 10 grand.
Final answer.
Final.
It was 10. Yes, it was 10.
Yes. I can't believe I knew that. Oh, I love it. Yes. Good question.
Thank you.
All right, one more.
What did Piper turn the reporters into? I guess similar episode that you had, you were on, when she said they were being obnoxious.
What episode was this?
I think Kill Billy, Volume 1.
Oh, okay. I almost came up with that question, but I decided to, yeah, but I decided to go with something else. So I'm like, did I have that question? Nope, we've already passed it. So I came up with something different. They turned them into, oh, was it rats or was it gerbils? Oh, I want to say it was rats. It was either rats, gerbils, or hamsters, but I'm guessing rats. I'm going to say rats. Final answer. I'm probably wrong.
No, that was right.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Gerbils,
yes. Very good. Love it. Okay. Are you ready? We are on episode 7. Tell me, what is the title of the 7th episode in season 8?
Oh, and you said the last episode right before this was the Lost Picture Show?
No. The question before was from episode 6. Kill Billy Volume 1.
Oh, it was Kill Billy Volume 1.
With the reporters and everything. So what was the title of episode 7?
12 Angry Zen?
Is that your final? Would you like a hint, sir?
Yes, please.
You'll get half a point, though.
All right, I'll take half the point over.
Okay. This is the episode where Paige's father, Sam, returns.
The Lost Picture Show.
Yes, you said it earlier. I was like, let's go with that. What are you doing? It is the Lost Picture Show. Very good.
Okay.
Episode 8, Battle of the Hexes, was directed by LeVar Burton. How many total did he direct in season 8?
3. Oh, in season 8. Oh, shit. I thought, I think one in season, or was it 2 in season 7? In season 8. 2? I'll go with 2. 2, Rob, 2. But 3 altogether.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final.
That is correct.
LeVar!
Now, Ryan, do you happen to remember the title of the episodes that he directed? What about you, Charmies? Do you know the answer?
It was season 7. Yeah, I actually did think I remember. It was Extreme Makeover Home Edition. But this season, no idea. Besides the one you just said, he directed
Battle of the Hexes.
Battle of the Hexes.
Okay, no.
What was the third episode?
I'm surprised you remembered Extreme Makeover. So the third episode was The Torn Identity.
The Torn Identity. Okay.
Okay, very good. Next question. In Hocus Pocus, Henry needs to search for a parolee named Ernesto to father his baby son named who?
Ramon. This is baby Ramon.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. I was like, speed. I think that guy was speed. There was the other guy, the other parolee. Speed.
That is correct. Ramon, baby Ramon. I love baby Ramon. You know, I had to have a question
Ramon
with him. Okay. What's another question, Ryan?
I have one more for you. Do you remember who vanquished the Noxin demons in The Torn Identity?
I'm trying to remember who the Noxin demons were.
These were the two non-vanquishable demons that
couldn't be
killed.
Wasn't it Christy? Wow, okay. They couldn't be vanquished. It was Christy. I don't think it was a spell or a triad. I kind of remember what that. I'm going to say Christy, but I could be dead wrong. I'm just going to go Christy. I don't.
You, they're. All right. So it was Billy and Christy.
Oh, Billy and Christy. Oh, yeah. Cause she amplified it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. She does the push.
I'll take a half of that. I just remember it was a fireball that did it for both of them. And it was like, ooh, they're the ultimate. Fuck, that's right. They are the ultimate power because they were able to take out the Noxus. I forgot. So it was Billy too. I would say
half for sure. And I actually did find my other question.
Okay, go ahead.
In The Jung and the Restless, who realizes that Billy is a threat and Christy together for the first time?
Well, Piper, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I was going to say, is this a trick question? I was like, yeah, Piper hated them for like ever. Yeah,
That was going to be my original easy one.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Nice questions. I like those. All right, episode 10, Vaya con Leos. How many spells were used during this episode?
The death before my time, the spell to make Leo look like everybody. There must have been more, including vanquishing spells.
How many spells were spells used in this altogether? Episode?
I want to say 2, but I feel like that's not enough. So I'm going 3. Final answer.
That is correct.
Is it? Holy shit. Okay, so it's death before my time?
I would have gone with 3 or 4. Because there is sort of like a 4th. It depends. I don't want Charmies to call me out, but I will count this if you do count it as a spell. So you said death before my time. What is that one? What spell is that? I don't have that written here.
Is that the one that she uses to call death before? Does she summon death?
She just calls him. She doesn't say a spell. She just calls him. The spells that I have written down is the to call a lost witch spell.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
The Leo one to hide someone from the Angel of Death. And there was a spell to summon the Angel of Destiny.
Oh, that's probably what I was thinking of, said the Angel of Death. Okay. Now, three, though.
Yes. I would have counted 4 if you counted Paige's true spell, potion. But the spell was not said. There was no spell. There was a potion. But I would count it if you guys wanted me to. So great job. 3. Educated guess,
Thank
right?
Thank you. Yeah, that was totally a guess.
All right, episode 11. We are at Mr. and Mrs. Witch. We meet Billy.
Assassin.
We meet Billy and Christy's parents. Do you happen to know the name of Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins?
Oh, my God. My God. I actually have no freaking idea.
I didn't Judy. Either. That's why I wanted to present this to all the Charmies. Do you guys remember Billy and Christy's parents' names?
Judy Jenkins and Edward. That's what I'm going with. Judy and Edward Jenkins.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You are way off. That is incorrect.
Oh, my God. What are their names?
Carl and Helen.
If you would have said Harriet, I would have died. Carl and Harriet. Okay, never would have guessed. Never.
All right, Payback's a Witch featured Paige being able to do what for the very first time?
Healing somebody with love. Lighter healing.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. All right, episode 13, we are at Repo Manor. The sisters are miniaturized and put in the dollhouse for the 1,000th time. In Repo Manor, can you tell me what was the B plot of this episode?
Oh my God, so that was the A plot? Holy shit. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, those three sisters working with that guy and they put him in the dollhouse. But what
and Christy saying, I knew you couldn't have been this mean to me, you guys, right?
I know Billy says that, yeah.
Oh my God, the B plot. Who's around at this time? Henry?
I would be actually very shocked if you don't get this. It is one of...
The house is someone wants to repossess the house. Buy the house from the charmed ones.
Is that your final answer?
Demons want the... Yes. I hope to God.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God, what is it?
This is one of your favorite moments ever, especially Paige moment. I'm really shocked you didn't get this.
Oh, you mean with Henry? Is this this episode?
It is this episode.
Oh my God, no idea. No idea.
This is when Paige confesses that she is a witch to Henry.
Oh no.
I would have also
accepted. See that magic? I'm doing that right now.
I would have also accepted Phoebe wanting to move out and buy her condo.
I don't speak of that very moment, but okay. Thank you.
Nice try. That was for you. I tried.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Episode 14. We are at 12 Angry Zen. Lo Pan was the keeper of the garden. His mystical responsibilities and the garden were hidden because of what cover?
Because of what cover or
what was his cover? What was his cover?
A laundromat. Working in Chinatown. And please God, I hope that's not a cliche. I really hope he's a laundromat.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, please God.
I'm going to give you half a point for that. You're on the right track.
Well, they were going for, herbs, right? But she needed, they were in Chinatown and they saw the symbol on the thing. And was it a,
I'll give you half a point. It wasn't a laundromat. It was a dry cleaning place.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. I could see. Yeah. Which still sounds terribly and like, and just like a cliche to even say either one.
The
but
fact
yeah,
that you are self-aware is enough. So thank you. All right. Next episode. We're at episode 15 in The Last Temptation of Christy. Who were the two men to come in to shake things up for the sisters, tempting them away from their current men's?
Michael and Simon. I don't have no idea if this is the same episode, but that's the only thing I could think of. Simon the White Lighter and Michael that Phoebe loves.
Final answer?
Yes, I pray.
You get half a point for this. You did get Simon right, but Greg the Fireman showed up in this episode.
Oh, that was Greg. Okay. Yep.
All right. I will give you your half point back if you can tell me Simon's full name.
Marks or something?
Full name.
Simon Theodore Marks. The Marks family? The Marks. I think it was an M. Oh, Mitchell's. No, that's for Henry. Mitchell Matthews.
Come on, Charmies.
Simon Marks.
Send
Simon
out that energy. Marks? Tell him what the name is.
Simon.
There's four names to his full name.
Four?
I know.
Simon Arthur Theodore. The Marks. I don't even know if I'm going with Marks right, or I could be completely wrong. That's what I'm going to go for my final answer, though.
Okay.
Simon.
That is incorrect. His full name Rex. Is Simon Thaddeus Reginald Marks.
Thaddeus, that's what it is, not Theodore. Hell never would have gotten him. Okay, so at least Marks that I got right.
Yes,
I would have lost my mind.
All right, episode 16, Engaged and Confused. This episode had an engagement party turn wedding. The minister to officiate this wedding was a man or a woman?
Woman.
Final answer. Woman is correct. And to be fair, I don't think they've ever had a man officiate a wedding in this show, if I'm not mistaken.
Even down to, Piper, Prue's funeral, Piper's, wedding. Yeah, you're right. And then Phoebe, you're right with the,
I think there was a gentleman who almost married Phoebe and Cole when they were possessed.
Yes.
That I can remember.
That don't count, right?
But yeah, even
Angel
when
Prue
got married to what's his face, that was a woman.
The demon, yes, the female demon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, see there you go. All right. Next episode, Generation Hex. has one of
Generation Hair.
This has one of your funniest scenes going back to look at Phoebe's past loves. Name the men that they went to go visit.
Anton, Cole, Dex, and Drake Damon. And did she show the guy that got killed? What was his name? Mark? No, his name wasn't Mark. The guy who got shot that Rob really liked. Simon? Was his name Simon too?
It was not Simon.
That guy. Okay. Him. Mitchell. Mitchell?
No.
Mitch.
No.
Shot guy. I don't think they show Jason Dean too, but please God, that would have been a montage of everything. Okay. Shot guy. Drake. Cole. Dex. And Anton.
Final answer?
He was pulling it out. Yes.
That is incorrect.
No! Oh, God.
You got four out of six.
It's mother effing six.
Yes. Do you want to try again?
Okay, so now I'm adding in freaking Nick Lachey, Leslie St. John. Was he in there? Because he had to remind her too. Yeah, he had to remind her Leslie and Jason Dean.
Okay, I'll give it to you. You said them. It's Jason Dean, Leslie, Cole, Drake, Anton, and Dex. Miles, the shot guy. Is not one of them. It's his name is Miles.
Miles.
But you know what? I'm actually bitter that Miles did not show up. And
he was so important to her from that one episode.
Wouldn't you have loved if Clay showed up?
You know what I went to? I was like, Clay or the guy in the hospital from Supernatural. Or I was like, oh, hell no.
Well, those were happy moments. We only got the depressing evil one, so...
You're right. Faint index.
All right, next episode. The Torn Identity featured Coop trying to hook up Phoebe with a coworker named...
Michael.
I was going to give you a 50-50 shot, but it seems you are going with Michael. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Can you imagine?
I was going to try and fool you and give you a different name and be like, was it him? But... You already knew it was Michael, so fine. We'll move on. All right, next episode. The sisters are putting in a dreamlike state in the Jung and the Restless to see their inner truths. Which sister wakes up first from Paige. Their dream?
Paige to save her white lighter charge, Malika.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
She wants enlightenment. Phoebe wants children. Piper wants Leo and grandchildren. They're all so terrible.
He's flexing now all of a sudden.
Only because I need to, because it's all I remember the last episodes we watched.
All right, we are at episode 20. We see the demise and vanquish of one of our favorite lower level demons and submissive demon, Creo. How is he vanquished?
By his friends, by Miss Thing. I don't remember her name, but this is the battle. Oh no. I'm thinking of Battle of the Hexes. Wait, who the hell is this?
Creo.
This is the Creo. And he is in what episode?
This is the episode 20. This is Gone with the Witches.
Gone with the Witches, Creo. Let me think of this storyline. This is when they were going to kill both Billy and Christy. The ultimate power. Billy and Christy killed him. She sucked them. They absorbed him with the hollow. I have no. But, no, wait. The hollow wasn't even involved then. I actually have no idea how Creo died. Christy.
Final answer?
No, but she.
You know who Creo is, right?
Is that the guy before Domain?
Yes, but he was a very submissive demon. Remember, Christy was kind of bossing him around. He wore the dog collar, and he was bald. Yeah. He had the fireballs. He's currently in Stranger Things.
Who's he in Stranger Things?
Ryan, we talked about this. He's Eddie's uncle. I posted a picture of him on Instagram.
Eddie's uncle. Oh, fuck.
Hater. People age, a-hole. Why are you hating on him?
I could picture it now. His eyes, him going like, not looking at her. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Who killed him? This is when they used the magical community, right?
Nope, that is the next episode.
I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
Or maybe it is this episode. I can't remember.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
Christy.
That is incorrect. Creo was actually killed by one of his fellow demons as a joint self-sacrifice.
Oh, the double suicide.
Yes. That was
I didn't think he went out like that. Yeah, damn.
He did. Damn. All right. Two more questions to go. Episode 21. Do you remember which game Wyatt and Victor were playing
Candyland
right before Coop came in?
Candyland, because I love Candyland.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my God. Playing, Chutes and Ladders.
They're playing Chutes and Ladders. No, I'm totally kidding. It was Candyland.
Oh, my God. I'm going to shit myself.
No, it was Candyland. You're right.
Payback's a witch.
All right. Last episode. Forever Charmed. How many times did Piper travel through time?
Three. Old Graham's, past Graham's mom, and future. Oh, wait. No, four. Future Piper back to the ultimate battle to get Graham's, to get mom. Four, personally. Final answer.
That is incorrect.
Oh, tell me, Rob.
All right, I'm surprised you skipped like a whole section of this episode. So her first time traveling back in time, she took Coop's ring. Where did she go?
Patty.
Thank you. You did not say Patty. You just said
yeah. When she went to go for Phoebe, that was one of my ones. Gotcha. I counted. Okay. So she got to Patty.
So she got to Patty. They got dressed. Then where did they go?
She said, "I want to go to Graham's." That's when they go to the future.
Okay. Then from the future, where do they go?
To Graham's, real Graham's.
That's correct. That's three. Then where do they go?
The ultimate battle. That's the only thing I can think of.
They got rid of the hollow. Yes, they went back to the pseudo new present.
And then Piper goes into her sucking.
But they still travel through time throughout the episode.
Oh, you mean the last episode, the future foretelling?
They traveled two more times for a total of six. So after the past, Piper and Billy caught up with themselves. They were in their new present. They still had to travel to go get the triad from the past before they
You're right. Yes.
This is Billy's when they killed Christy.
Yes. Billy's projection.
And then they go back to the present.
So back to the future.
So
yes.
That's the sixth time. So they traveled.
That Piper, was a great question.
Piper traveled six times.
Damn, Piper.
All
great
right.
Question.
Out of 22 points, let's see how many you got. You got 16 out of 22. Great job.
Really?
Yeah. It's more than
Rob
half.
Got seven out of seven.
All right, now, here's the last question. Double or nothing, you either suck and lose all your points, or you double it up and you're the ultimate charm fan.
You mean man.
Would you like to take on this wager or just walk away?
You're going to give me something like, tell me the last word spoken in
whatever. We have talked about this before, so you don't have to take the challenge. I'll still give you the question, but do you want to wager your points?
You know what, Charmies, remember this very moment. I'm doing this for you. I might have to go back in the past too. All right, Rob, double me or nothing.
All right, Phoebe mentions that Piper has a predictable coffee order. What is it?
What? No. Oh my God. I have absolutely no effing clue.
We talked about this once and I was like, take note.
I don't,
this is going to be,
I
in
think
because
I don't drink coffee. That's why.
I don't drink
coffee
either.
Black.
I would not have known this whatsoever, so do not feel bad. I was just curious if you remembered this.
Ooh, black with... No, I feel like she... Oh, it probably was mentioned like a few times, too. She likes it with a little cream. And some sugar. I don't know, Rob. I guess...
It was actually caramel macchiato.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that consists of. I know I know there's caramel in there. Okay. Well, I'm a loser and
no, please. I was just joking. Don't worry about it. I was just curious if you remembered. I didn't know that. So all right. Well, that is gonna conclude our quiz show. I hope you guys all had a great time.
That was fun.
Yeah, I thought this was a lot of fun to do. Stay tuned as we will give you the results of our hot man meter, and we will also recite our charmed spells with our final game, Spellbound.
Yay.
All right, Ryan, let's get to our final charmed theme game. We owe these people a spell. We've been holding on to it for so long. Folks, we are about to play Spellbound. That is where Ryan and I had to come up with a spell from scratch using two keywords that you, the Charmies, have said. And while we were playing our other game on Instagram Live, we were given two words. Yeah. Yeah, we were given two words, blessing and light. So we had to use those two words in a spell, and we're going to give them to you now, and you let us know which ones you like. Sorry we couldn't do this live, time and all, but we wanted to get it out there and attach it to the quiz. So, Ryan, you go first.
I just have to say, I love this game. I'm going to miss it. This was one of my favorite games we played. And so, my spell, I'm going to call it a power of three spell.
Okay.
Do you have one too, a power of
three? I don't have one, but you'll see.
I shouldn't even call it a power of three spell, but this is what I came up with. The sisters three whom call to me brought such light in the darkest nights. Prue, Piper, Phoebe, Page were such a blessing to me at a young age. May this show and characters live on. I guess that's why they've always been charmed.
That's like a poem
instead
of a spell.
I'm doing my haikus again, Page.
Oh, God. This man came out with a poem for open mic night. Where is the spell? I don't know what's going to happen.
That's calling all four sisters.
Yeah, and let's talk about how narcissistic this power of three spell is. Can you imagine the sisters saying this? Are they supposed to say their names individually and take turns?
Yes, just like Melinda, Helen, Astrid, and Grace.
Yeah, I don't know how they worked that out. I would have stumbled and said a name at the same time as somebody else.
Pipper.
You're funny. Okay. Nice spell. Good rhymes and all. It wasn't as long as that other one. That's what I was looking for.
I cut it down. I said, you know what? That last one went on and on and on. I'm going right to the point.
Mine's pretty basic.
No, it's
not
great.
It's not a power of three spell, but it actually is asking for the power of three. So mine is, in darkness lies the answer you seek, further away with each passing week. With your blessing, I call upon the power of three to light the way so I may no longer astray.
Ooh, see, this is a real spell. This sounds like something that could really be used to for magic. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, those are our spells. You guys heard it here. Go online and let us know which spell you liked. There's not necessarily any winner. We just wanted to complete our game and come up with one last spell. And again, thank you all of you who participated in previous games and such. So we had a lot of fun with that.
Yes, we did. Especially never have I ever.
All right, now it's time to reveal the Hotman meters of Season 8. Ryan and I will reveal ours, and then we will end it with the charming list that you guys have come up with, compiled with all of your choices, and we'll see where we all end up. It's raining men. I'll list mine first. At number one, the hottest guy of Season 8, to me, is duh. No, it's not a duh. Coop. I've chosen Coop.
Coopy.
Coopy, I think, is so damn hot. He gets a little dumb towards the end of the season, but I love this man. Everything about him, he's just gorgeous. So good for him. My number two is Henry. And a lot of this Henry is because of his personality, but Henry is my number two hottest guy. And you'll love this, Ryan. Number three, Leo.
Yes! Season 8 Leo, the hottest.
Season 8 Leo, I don't know what was going on, but he looked so good in this season. So I have to put the respect on the name. Number four is Paul Haas. This is played by Mikhail Shannon Jenkins. He showed up in our premiere trying to buy the house from Victor. Yeah, no, he's a looker. Then out of 12 Angry Zen, my number five guy is Dog, played by Tony Lee. He is so hot. And I've seen him in other projects, and he always stands out. I just love the look of his face.
He's not a dog by any means, this man.
My number six is Ruben Grundy. He played Dr. Jessup. Mm. Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. Andres Sions Hudson. This is our baby daddy Ernesto to baby Roman. Ernesto, it was the lips for me. Mm. And yeah, love the hair, love the look. Like, yeah. So Ernesto is definitely on my top 10. At number eight, Nick Steele, who played Wit. So Wit was the guy who was in a brief relationship with Paige. This is while she was playing Joe Bennett. Is this the guy that she hooked up with in the storage room?
I keep thinking it's the guy that she went on the coffee date with, but I guess it's the storage room guy.
Yeah, well, it could be. Yes. So yeah, Wit. He is definitely on my list. He's the one with the long hair. And he met, this guy, he's definitely cute. This is Nick Steele. And then number nine is Nomad. This is Rick Young from our Kill Billy Volume 2.
Yes.
He is the vibe for me. I've seen, there are, a lot of hot guys, but it was something about the vibe of him, the way he would look at the camera and all of that stuff. I loved all of that. So he's on there at number nine. And rounding up is Brandon Quinn, our werewolf on campus.
Oh,
Agent Murphy, rounding him up. So yeah, I liked his short stint on the show. And again, he stood out, liked him in his suits and all of that. So yeah.
He got written off camera. You like that kind of?
I know. So that is my top 10. My hottest female is actually Paige Matthews. And that went a lot towards her fashion this season. And I just thought she looked good in pretty much everything that she had on. So yeah, mm-hmm. Paige is the hottest female for me and most adorable, because you didn't see him in my top 10. He is my most adorable, and that is Wes Ramsey, Adult Wyatt.
I was waiting for him.
I know. I'm sure a lot of people were. All right. who is your top 10?
All right, Charmies and Rob. So number one, okay, so I should also preference this. I kind of added things as the characters came on. So a lot of them aren't in number order. Let me just tell you, I would take any of these in any order.
Take them.
I'd take them and I'd be kidnapping them. Okay, so number one. Leo, season 8 Leo. I've talked about how gorgeous season 8 Leo is. Not that he wasn't number one every year on my list, but he's ending the series on top. Leo. It's that hair. It's that face. I don't know. He just looks yummy this season. Number two, Papa. Victor is my number two. I think he's such a handsome man, just like Patty said in our finale. He is on Days of Our Lives currently playing a villain, and he is much older. He's probably more in tune with what Patty would have seen had she gone back. But I gotta say, such a handsome man. So Victor. Number three, Demon Paul Haas, real estate at large. Really handsome. I like a demon that could get dressed up for an occasion, stalking out this funeral, looking to see what he could find out. Number four is JD, our James Dean impersonator that was trapped in the camera. I think this is just because I'm a sucker for the James Dean type, because as I spoke about with Rob, also on Days of Our Lives, I sent Rob a clip a few months ago. I laughed at how he looked terrible now.
This man
aged terrible, but you know what, in this show he was so cute. Number five, Agent Murphy. I agree, as small as his little stint was, I think he's adorable. Always liked this actor. Six, Sam Whitelighter Daddy. So I guess I have a thing for fathers. I don't know. But I thought Sam is cute. Now, maybe not on the surface. He might be a little rough and tumble, but he has beautiful eyes. And I think they really stand out. So number seven is Thomas Newton, who is Billy's professor in The Battle of the Hexes. I remember.
So left field. I was like, where did this guy come from? And he was a dick. So I'm like, okay.
You know what it is? I think I have also a teacher thing. There were so many hot teachers growing up when I was a young gay lad that definitely got me through a few classes. Number eight, even though he should have been higher on the list. But again, this is just laying them all out. Henry. Oh my god, I love this man. I love this actor. I love this character. And I love him with Paige. Okay, so number nine, he wasn't gonna go on my list, but because Rob loves this man so much, I'm adding Coop on my list as a hot man meter, because I know on paper he is a hot man. So I'm giving him his dues. Do I like his character? No. Do I think he looks terrible now too? No. I don't know. Like, I'm going with I can't get past the now for everybody. And then finally, at number 10, it was going to be between Chris and Wyatt. And you know what? Chris got a whole season. So adult freaking Wyatt. Adorable, like Rob said. So cute. So cute. I love seeing him good. And most adorable, I am going with also adult Wyatt, just for the very moment that Rob loves in the finale.
Yeah.
The poop. And then hottest female, I'm so glad Paige got it, because I gave it to Billy.
Interesting. I love that answer.
You know what? I have to say, at that season, even though Billy's character, whatever happened with it, Kaylee was put on there. She is a really cute, adorable girl. And I think that she definitely brought probably a bunch of young men and women to watch Charmed. So I have to say, that last season, I think Billy was the hottest, because she gave us all the outfits that the girls didn't get dressed up in. And Yeah, she's cute. She's young. She's fun. I could, if I was straight, I bet you I would think she was adorable too. So
that's awesome. I love this list. And it's so different than mine. And the guys that you have that are not on my list are very attractive too. So I dig it. I dig it.
I bet now, you none of our charmies picked the professor though.
No. Now, speaking of this charmy list, wow. Now, when you guys hear this list, you can't get bent out of shape if the guy you like is not on here. If you did not vote, you don't get a say. This is compiled of all the votes that we got. So this is the list that was brought up. At number 10, it's from 12 Angry Zen, our Demon of the Week, Novak.
All right. Okay.
This is played by Julian Overton. Yeah. Handsome fellow. I remember this guy. He definitely made my list, just not my top 10.
I'm looking at him right now.
Next at number 9 is Victor Bennett. He made the list out of all the guys in season 8.
Damn. We all have some father issues here on Brunch of the Hollowells.
At number 8, Agent Murphy, Brandon Quinn.
Yay.
At number 7 is Adult Chris.
I thought he was going to be higher. Holy, because I know Charmies love them some Chris.
I think that if we got more Liston, we probably would have seen him higher. But
oh, you see that? You see that?
Next up is Simon at number 6.
I can't get past his cockiness, but I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah. At number 5, we have Adult Wyatt. He made the list higher than I thought, actually. And at number 4, Paul Haas. Paul Haas made their list as well.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, no,
it's
number 4.
It's the smile, man. It's that smile of his. No, he did a really good job. And at number 3, Henry Mitchell.
Yes.
Now, all that you've heard so far, who do you think our top 2 is?
Leo and Wyatt.
Well, Adult Wyatt's already on here. Running up at number 2 is Coop, actually.
Oh, freaking Coop. I forgot him.
Yes, Coop made number 2, and the hottest guy, according to the Charmies of season 8, is Leo.
Leo. There's something about Leo.
Yeah, Leo definitely glowed up in this season. As far as hottest female and most adorable, it seems the Charmies picked Phoebe as their hottest female. Current child Wyatt as most adorable.
Oh, okay. Wyatt wins. So another form of Wyatt wins. Past Wyatt.
I mean, it was between present Wyatt and adult Wyatt, to be honest with you. I thought the moment that Wyatt was able to speak is when all the cuteness really started to enhance for him. So,
Chris,
yeah.
Chris did it. I didn't do it.
yeah. So, thank you, everyone who submitted a Hot Man Meter. If you guys in spirit wanted to but just couldn't get a list in time, no problem. This is all just for fun. And it was fun to really even think of this segment to begin with and add it on. I honestly had no idea it was going to be a hit on this. But a lot of the earlier reviews of the show always mentioned the Hot Man Meter. And even though we didn't get too in-depth about these men, it seems that you guys really enjoyed hearing about our take on our taste. So thank you for participating in that. And again, to Philip for giving us the most adorable category with his list that he would turn in all the time for hottest female. So thank you. And yes, that's going to wrap up our games. We hope you enjoyed the quiz and we will see you in October.
Stay thirsty, Charmies.